arguing over the affidavit. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal magistrate in Florida telling the Justice Department it has 1 week to suggest what parts of the affidavit used to get the search warrant for former President Trump's home should be kept from the public. An attorney for the media says none of it.
Citing intense interest in the case against former President Donald Trump, lawyers from multiple media outlets argued for the government to unseal a criminal affidavit and additional materials outlining where the federal investigation stands and what led up to last week's unprecedented search of Mar-a-Lago, Trump's Florida estate. But federal prosecutors told Judge Bruce Reinhart full disclosure of such materials could severely impact the government's case.
Fox's Mark Meredith outside the courtroom, Deanna Shulman representing several media organizations, telling reporters the public has a right to know what led to the unprecedented raid.
It is not the government's job to tell the public what is meaningful in terms of the release of its own information.
Former President Trump issuing a statement saying Magistrate Judge Reinhard rejected the DOJ's cynical attempt to hide the whole affidavit from Americans. The Biden administration wants the government to stop paying for coronavirus vaccines. Wall Street Journal reporting the Department of Health and Human Services will hold a planning session at the end of the month with big drug makers, pharmaceutical companies, and health officials on ways to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. Not clear how 30 million people in the U.S. without health insurance would pay for them. Two small planes trying to land at a municipal airport in Northern California collided Thursday in midair, killing at least two people. Federal safety investigators will try and learn the reason for the crash. It was cloudy and foggy at the time. The Watsonville, California airport does not have a control tower. Pilots are supposed to use a common air traffic frequency to coordinate their movements with one another. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
According to a new Fox News poll, two Republican Senate candidates in states that could decide control of the Senate have their work cut out for them.
The latest Fox News poll found Democrat Mandela Barnes is ahead of incumbent Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson by 4 points. In Arizona, Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly is ahead of his Trump-backed rival Blake Masters by 8 points. The poll found in Wisconsin, Barnes is far ahead with independents. Johnson does better than Barnes with rural voters, white evangelicals, and men who don't have college degrees. In Arizona, Masters does better statistically with men and white evangelicals. While inflation is the top voter issue in Wisconsin, followed by abortion, then election integrity and voting issues, in Arizona, inflation is tied with the border, followed by abortion, which is also tied with election security and voting rights issues. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Alabama say they've arrested the man whom they believe was shooting at cars on I-85 in Auburn Wednesday, seriously injuring one driver. And they say Terrell Brown had several weapons and more than 2,000 rounds of ammunition in his car. The shootings, they say, appeared to be at random. At Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, an employee found a shoe floating in a hot spring pool. There was a foot still in it. They're trying to determine whose it was and how it got there. Starbucks has been ordered to rehire some of the baristas it fired.
A federal judge ordering Starbucks to reinstate 7 workers who were fired from a store in Memphis after they successfully led the effort to form a union. The National Labor Relations Board asked the courts to intervene. Judge Cheryl Lipman agreed the firings were unlawful and gave Starbucks 5 days to offer to reinstate the employees. Lipman's ruling also requires Starbucks to post the court order in that store. Starbucks opposes unionization but says the firings had nothing to do with organized labor. The coffee chain claims those workers violated company policies by opening the store after hours and inviting non-employees, including a TV crew, inside. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.